The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost tonight knows all things. He knows you. He knows what is about you. He knows everything tonight. And to get that in my mind, in my heart, in my soul and spirit, that I can't lie to the Holy Ghost, that ought to humble me and put me in a state in my life that I be careful what I say. I be careful what I do. I be careful where I go. I be careful how I act. I be careful where I carry Jesus. I be careful what I say on a daily basis when I understand that I can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter number 5 tonight, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. We'll read the first 11 verses tonight. I want to share with you tonight that you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Acts 5:1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. And the Bible says, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. Nothing wrong with that. They sold a possession and kept back part of the price. Nothing wrong with that. His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Why does it remain? Was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. The young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, we sold it for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you've agreed together? How is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which is buried your husband are at the door, and she carry you out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost, and the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I pray tonight as I come into this place that I be not found lying to the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray tonight as I come into this place that I be honest. I pray tonight that I preach thus saith the Word of God. Lord, I pray that every member that walks into this place, I pray that we be honest and we be alert and we be alive in what you've called us to do, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that you search the hearts of these people. I pray you search my heart tonight. Father, the prayer request mentioned all over this room tonight. Sister Tracy's dad that'll have surgery tomorrow. I pray tonight, Father, that you touch him tomorrow, Father. I pray you touch him tonight. Help him tonight, Father. Lord, all over this room tonight, there's been prayer requests. Lord, I pray tonight for the one that Sister Caitlin mentioned tonight that's having a baby that's already been admitted. Lord, I pray tonight that you would touch that situation, Father. Lord, I pray all over this room tonight for the ones that's got COVID, the ones that got RSV, the ones that are sick, the ones that had surgery. Lord God, I pray that you have your loving and healing hand on them, Father. And Lord, I pray tonight as we study this word, I pray that we can say that we do not lie to you, but we're truthful in what you've called us to do. Father, I love you. I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the inspired, infallible word of God tonight. I thank you tonight when I read this book, Father, I'm not reading some novel, but I'm reading thus saith the word of God. I'm reading Jesus tonight. I'm his hearing from heaven tonight. Father God, this ain't just any old book. This is a holy book tonight. And I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray tonight as we study this word, I pray we'll allow the Holy Ghost to minister to our life. Oh God, I love you and I thank you. Bless this reading. Bless this time. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The Holy Ghost can't be lied to. As we come tonight and we get into chapter number 5 and verse number 1, I want to look at this tonight. As we enter into chapter number 5, we see a small word, but a very significant word tonight, and that word is but a certain. But, there it is. As we come into verse 5, the word but is bringing chapter number 4 into chapter number 5. Chapter number 4, you know what happened? The Holy Ghost in Jesus' name comes down, and the people, the place is shaking. Hey, the people start giving. They start doing what God's called them to do. They're in one accord. They're in unity. They're loving one another. And then we get to that place, and they sowed part of their land and they've brought it and they've gave it before the apostles' feet and they're helping one another. They're helping each other out. And as we come here, Ananias and Sapphira, when we come here, here's the problem of what's going on. They go to mimic what was going on in chapter number 4. Can I say to you tonight, you can't mimic nobody. If you try to be somebody that you're not and you try to put on a mask, you try to put on a front, you try to put on a fake, you try to put on a mask or any of them things, it won't be long. The truth will come out. If I try to mimic another preacher or I try to be what somebody else is, it won't be long. I'll forget to put that mask on. I'll forget to talk like them. I'll forget to act like them. And it won't be long. You'll know the true me. Hey, but tonight, if I just be me full of Jesus and nothing else tonight, I want you to know tonight it works each and every time of my life. But as we come here tonight, they had held out. And they held out part of that land that they had sold. It'd have been okay to hold it out if they had not have wanted to give what they were supposed to give. They was wanting to do what happened in chapter number 4, and if they had done what happened in chapter number 4, it would have not have cost them in chapter number 5. Hey, I want to say to you tonight, these two individuals, they're not lost individuals. They are saved individuals. They're born again individuals here, Ananias and Sapphira. Now, let's don't get to the place where we think when they lied to the Holy Ghost that they was lost. You know how they lied to the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost lived inside of them. There's people tonight that I'm talking to on this internet or in this building that may be tonight. Hey, you're born again in the Spirit of God. You've not been honest with Him. You've not been truthful with Him when He's dealt with you. You've not handled it the way you should have. And tonight you may be at a place in your life and you say, preacher, I need to get it right with God. And tonight as we come, I want you to know this as your pastor, and I know this just about better than anybody. Can I get an amen? There's a lot of things I don't know very well, but there's one thing I know well. When the Holy Spirit's convicted me and I say there's no problem there, there's no pain there, there's nothing there in my life, I'm all good, everything's good, hey, everything's a heyday, everything's going good, I know when I'm lying and I'm not telling the truth. And I want you to know tonight, it ain't when man convicts me, but it's when the Holy Ghost convicts me. It's when God Almighty convicts me. And tonight, if you never get under that conviction that God is convicting you, He's chastising you, He's trying to make you go in a different way tonight, you need to be born again tonight, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. These two had a warning in their life to move and go a different way, but they chose not to, and it cost them their life. There's some believers tonight, I truly believe, that they have lived a life, and they've lived it very short because they've not done the will of God that He's called on their life. They've not done what God's asked them to do, and instead of leaving them here to be a mockery of His name, He takes them away from this walk of life. I believe the Bible teaches that tonight, and I must stay in line with thus saith the Word of God tonight. I believe that a man or a woman tonight, and the will of God is invincible until God gets done with them. But tonight as we come to this place, you cannot lie against the Holy Ghost tonight, and you can't lie to Him, and I love this tonight. You say, preacher, how's that? I'm going to give you four reasons or four areas tonight why you can't lie against the Holy Ghost. Look what He says tonight, if you will, in verse number 3, but Peter said. Here's what Peter said. And if anybody knows this better than anybody, old Peter has the authority to call him out. He knows what it is to lie. He knows what it is to be a cheat. He knows what it is to be a denier, and he gets called out here on these two. Here's what he says. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price that you agreed on, or the price that of the land? And tonight, number one, you cannot lie against the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will find you out. The Holy Spirit of God will find a believer out tonight when they're not in the will of God. You said, preacher, how do you know that? In the Bible, in Numbers chapter number 32, in verse number 23, if you'll turn with me there, in Numbers 32, 23 tonight, I want you to look at, the Holy Ghost will find you out, or the Spirit of God, it'll find you out tonight. I don't know about you, but my greatest friend is the Holy Spirit tonight. I don't want to neglect Him. I don't want to run over Him. I don't want to misabuse Him tonight, because He is my greatest friend. When I get going sideways, you know what He does? He puts me back straight. When I get going on the wrong path, He puts me back into straight. Hey, tonight I got good news. I can't put myself on the straight path. If I could, I'd have done it many years ago. It's the Spirit of God that puts a man or a woman on the straight path, and it is the Spirit of God that'll keep that person on that straight path. Numbers 32 and verse 23. Numbers 32 and verse 23. Look what the Bible says. Here's what the Bible says in Numbers 32, 23. The Holy Ghost will find you out. But if you will not do so, what will you not do? If you will not fight, if you will not conquer, if you will not stay with it. He said, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord. And be sure your sin will find you out. You know what the Holy Ghost does tonight? He does not hide it. He does not conceal sin. He does not do that. He does not cover up sin, but He reveals sin that is in our life. The Holy Spirit never will cover it up. He never will conceal it. He always reveals it in our life. And you know what He does? He does it silently, but He does it suddenly when He comes on our life. Tonight, as a born-again believer, when we start walking in an area and doing things that we're not supposed to do, it ain't no long time before He starts convicting. It's suddenly when He comes upon you. He suddenly comes upon you. He suddenly starts convicting that heart and trying to change you to a different way. And tonight I want you to know, number one, as we see in the text in verse number 3, why lie to the Holy Ghost? Number one, because the Holy Ghost will find you out. Why do it? Because the Holy Spirit of God will find you out. Amen? Man, I thank God for that tonight, that the Holy Ghost will find you out. But I see something else in verse number 4. Not only will the Holy Ghost find you out, but God knows your thoughts. You ever thought about that? Not only will the Holy Spirit find you out, but God knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts every single day of your life. Look what it says in verse number 4. The Holy Ghost can't be lied to, number one, because the Holy Ghost will find you out. But number two, because God knows your thoughts. Look what He says. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sowed, was it not thine own and in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. He says tonight, number one, the Holy Ghost will find you out. But number two, the God knows your thoughts. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 12, if you will, in verse number 25 tonight, that God knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what's going on in my life. He knows where I'm at. He knows where you're at. He didn't save us to leave us. He saved us to help us. Amen? And save us from ourselves tonight. Look at this tonight in Matthew 12, 25. God knows your thoughts tonight. Man, that is so humbling tonight. That is so in my life to know that He knows my thoughts. He knows what I'm going to say. He knows what I'm going to do. But yet He still loves me. Look what He says tonight in verse number 25 of Matthew 12. God knows your thoughts. And Jesus knew their thoughts. Man, I'm telling you tonight, I don't know about you, but that's the shepherd that I have in my life. He knows my thoughts. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, here's what He said. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Anything that has got a division in it, it'll be brought down. It will not stand. He said, and here it is. Here's these, they come. They're part of the body of Christ in verse number 5. And they come in and they're holding back from the church what is supposed to be given. They're holding back that part. And they've lied one to another and they're going to conceal it together. They're going to cover it up together. They're not going to do it the right way. They're going to do it the wrong way. And you know what? Tonight, they'd have got over on the man. They'd have got over on the preacher. They'd have got over on church members. They'd have got over on whoever they want to get over. But they couldn't get over the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight we are at a church that we can't get over the Holy Ghost? Woo, glory to God. I thank God for that. You can't get over the Holy Ghost. Look what He says. And Jesus knew their thoughts. He knew their thoughts. Listen to me tonight. He knows my thoughts. He knows your thoughts tonight. Amen. Man, I don't know about you, but that does something to me. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. What will happen, preacher? It will be brought down. God, number one, the Holy Ghost will find you out. Number two, God knows your thoughts. Turn with me as we're just turning in the Bible to Luke chapter number 12, verse number 7. I stowed this in there, and I want to tonight, and what God's laid on my heart. Not only does He know your thoughts, but I thought about this as I was studying that He knew what Ananias and Sapphira was doing, but they lied anyway. Look what He says tonight in Luke chapter number 12 and verse number 7. Not only does He know your thoughts, but He knows the hair that's on your head. Some's thinner than others, but He knows the hair on your head. He don't even know, not only know the color, the kind, the texture, but every strand of hair on your head is numbered. And if He knows that much about you and He knows that much about me, what makes me think that He's going to give up on me? What makes me think that he's going to give up on the prayers that I've lifted up and I've asked God to move? What makes me think I need to lie against the Holy Ghost? What makes me think I need to go against what God's called me to do or God's asked me to do? What makes me think I need to do that tonight? Folks, tonight, look what he says in Luke chapter number 12. I love this. In verse number 7, look what he says tonight, if we would. Here's what he said. But even the very hairs of your head are all, every one of them, are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more of more value than many sparrows. He says tonight, don't worry about it. You're more valuable than any sparrow. You know what Ananias and Sapphira thought? They thought, we can't make it if we don't hold some back. We can't make it if we don't. You know what tonight? God has told them, this is what he says here tonight. Why lie against the Holy Ghost? You're not lying only against it, but you're lying against God tonight. God wrote this down. A spirit-filled heart, here's what it does. It produces truth. The spirit-filled heart produces joy and love. That's what they should have had in their heart. But the carnal man, here's what he does. He covers up. He has self-glorification, and he's very selfish. That's what happened to them here. They sowed what they were supposed to do. They didn't do. What happened? They got carnal. They got carnal-minded, carnal in their heart, carnal in their spirit, and they got what they wanted. And when you get what you want, he'll let you have what you want. Tonight I thought about a story I heard told one time, and it's told about a little girl. She'd come home from school. She'd been struggling in school a pretty good bit, and talking about it, knows your thoughts, knows what's going on, and she run in, and she said, Daddy, Daddy. He said, yes, baby. He said, I made 100 today at school. I made 100 today at school. And he said, that's good, that's good. He said, let's go sit in the living room and talk about it. He said, how was that 100 made? What was it made of? And she said, I made a 50 in math. Good. I made a 30 in science. Good. And I made a 20 in history. Well, she didn't make 100. If you add it up, she made 100, but she didn't make 100. You know what, that dad, here's the thing. He wanted to know how she thought that she made 100. Tonight, we may think that we're running 100%. We may think that everything's okay. We may think all these things tonight, but I want you to know, and I want me to know tonight, that the Holy Ghost of heaven, he shows us all things tonight. 100% is not 100% if it's 50, 30, and 20. So tonight, I say this, the Holy Ghost will find you out. Number two in the text, God knows your thoughts. But thirdly tonight, in verse number 7, God knows your heart. God knows your heart. Not only will the Holy Spirit search you, these are saved people. Saved people. You know why Christians are most miserable when they get out of the will of God? Because the Holy Spirit's searching them. I've always heard that a lost man is miserable. I'm telling you what tonight, I don't know if I was that miserable, Brother Hagin, as I am when I'm out of the will of God being saved. Because when I was lost, I was doing my own thing. I didn't consider God. I didn't think about God. I didn't care about God. I didn't care who God was. I didn't want nothing to do with him. But now that I'm saved and I've tasted that goodness of God, and I've tasted his mercy and grace, love, long-suffering, peace, I've tasted all that tonight. Man, I'm telling you, when I get out of that, I know I'm not in it, and I want to get back in it. So tonight, number one, you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Number two, God knows your thoughts. Number three, God knows your heart. Turn with me to Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 8. But before we turn there, look in verse number 7. Talking about God knows your heart. Here's the thing. The husband and wife has done planned. They're going to lie about it. They're going to lie about it. Listen, we've done this, and I don't care if we're going down together. But we're not going to get caught. We're not going to, hey, it's been okay. Just lie about it. You ever had somebody tell you, just lie about it? Just lie about it. You ever had somebody tell you, hey, don't worry about it. I never forget when I used the word work. I still work. But when I worked at Spruill's, them old boys, they said, oh, just let it go, it'll be all right. I said, man, come on now. Just let it go, it'll be all right. They'll catch it on the other end. But you know, it started with me here, and if I didn't do my job correctly and I didn't do it right, come on. Now, I'm a Christian, professed, born-again child of God, right? And I'm at work, pastoring this church, working over there, and they tell me, I just let it go, man. It's going to be all right. If you hold up, we ain't going to get production. Just let it go. Well, I got two people to listen to. I can either just let it go, and the next man, trust me, he'll have to fix it because it won't go together. Or I can do what's right and back up because God knows my thoughts and he knows my heart. And I'm not working for man, but I'm working for the man, Christ Jesus. If I send that on in, I send that on down the line, what's that going to look like? If I do something that I know is not right, what's that going to look like? No, but the Bible teaches me that I must do what's right. I must stand with what's right. And a lot of times they didn't like that. But I had to do that. Because you can't say one thing and do another. He says tonight, look in verse number 7. Here's what it gets. I'm talking about God knows your heart. And it was about the space of 3 hours. The husband and wife done got split up. Husband's dead. Can I say to you tonight, following Jesus is serious? Hello? Hey, being a Christian is serious business. Serious. It was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, she had no clue her husband was dead. She had no clue she was caught up in a lie. She had no clue that the Holy Ghost wasn't letting her lie. And she was caught up with. She had no clue. She came in. Man, that hit me. You can cover up any, listen to me tonight, you can cover up anything you want to tonight. He'll give you a chance to make it right privately. I promise you that. But if you keep on and you don't take care of it privately, he'll expose you publicly. Now, that's preaching right there. Now, let me tell you. He will give you the opportunity. I promise you that's the God we serve. He'll give you the opportunity to take care of it privately. He won't expose you right off the bat. He'll give you the opportunity to take care of it privately. He's going to convict you. The man that walked out on his wife, he didn't just get caught first time. The Holy Ghost got on him, started riding him, telling him not to do it, it ain't right. Man been clean of drugs for many years and went back to doing them. The first time he went out, listen to me tonight, the Holy Spirit got a hold of him, told him this ain't right, you don't need to do it. You don't need to go down this road. It convicted him and it started wearing on him, but he overrode that with his own free will. Listen to me tonight. Listen, I'm telling you tonight. He tries to take care of us privately. But if we stay on that road and we keep lying and we keep saying everything's okay, everything's right, knowing we're walking in the wrong direction tonight, I want you to know he will expose you publicly in your life. If I keep walking the way that's not supposed to go, keep doing the things I'm not supposed to do, walking in a way that's not pleasing to God, listen to me tonight as pastor of the church, he will expose me. I can't hide behind these walls. I can't hide behind these doors. I can't hide behind the deacon body. I can't hide behind nobody tonight. Because the Holy Ghost is the one that does the exposing tonight. And we get to this place, it said that she came in. And Peter asks her a question. Husband's dead, okay? Does she have to die? No. But she's got to tell the truth. And here's what he says. Did you hold back? And she says, no. Nope, no problem. No worries. No pain. No consequences, she thinks. But tonight, I believe as children of God tonight, we know when God asks us, are we holding anything back? Tonight at this church, I want to ask you a question. Are you holding anything back? Are you holding anything back? He knows my thoughts and he knows my heart. Let me show you this in the text tonight, and we're going to move on very quickly. Here's what he says, verse number 8. And Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. What she agreed to say it was for. Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which has buried your husband were at the door, and he shall carry you out too. Tonight I say the Holy Ghost will find you out. God knows your thoughts and God knows your heart. Turn with me to Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 8 tonight. I love this going down the Bible, just going down it. Book, verse by verse, just going down the Bible tonight. The Holy Ghost cannot be lied to. Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 8, talking about God knows your heart. And immediately he knows. And immediately when Jesus perceived in the Spirit that they so reason within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Why reason these things in your heart? The fourth thing tonight, and we'll close with this, not only does the Holy Ghost will find you out, God knows your thoughts and God knows your heart, but my God and your God tonight knows everything you do. Everything you do tonight. Man, it's quiet in here. When I was in my study with this, it was quiet. Amen. Searching my heart, searching me. Getting the book of Acts is all about tongues and it's all about gifts. Oh, wait a minute now. Are we doing what the Lord? Come on now. And as I got in here and I got to thinking, God knows everything I do. Turn me to Proverbs 15:3. Proverbs 15:3. God knows. He knows what you need tonight. And can I say tonight, He knows what I don't need. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. There's not one place He can't see. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. And here's what He says. As you go back to your text and you see what He says here. In verse number 11, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Why? Because they seen the hand of the Lord in that place. Tonight, can I say to you, the hand of the Lord ain't always gentle. But it's always correct. The scripture ain't always gentle. It ain't always, but it's always correct. What we need from this scripture tonight is always correct when we stick in the Word of God tonight. We can't lie against the Holy Ghost tonight. There's a guy that, and I'm gonna mention his name, Paul Harvey. Y'all remember Paul Harvey? Man, I listen to Paul Harvey still to this day, man. I just can't help it. I reckon that's getting older. It's an older thing. Is that what it is, Brother David? I don't know. It's just an older thing. You know what I mean? Just getting older. And as I studied this week, and I got in the house today, this evening, I turned on Paul Harvey and listened to Paul Harvey. And he told a story that fits dead to this. And when Brandy said she wasn't coming tonight, she said, I don't need to go. I said, okay. I said, let me tell you what Paul Harvey said. It goes right with my message, and I'm going to use it tonight. Paul Harvey said in 1878, there was a man named Harley Proctor. And Harley Proctor owned a soap company. And that soap company in 1878 wasn't doing real well, and there was a man at work there at that company. Was supposed to be watching the machine that was doing its job, and at lunch break, he stayed a little bit too long on break. And when he come back, the mixture had mixed way too much. But it made an amazing soap. It made a soap, and they titled it Soap Flows. And said that he went for 2 to 3 weeks trying to find a name to fit that soap. Everywhere he went, he tried to find a name to fit that soap. He sent it to the papers, and people sent in names of soap. And he took a piece of paper, and he wrote them down, and he marked off, no, that just don't sound right. No, that 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 don't sound right. And he said, I just can't find a name for the soap. And Paul Harvey said that one day he walked into church. He went every Sunday. He went in one Sunday, and he was sitting there with his eyes closed and his head down, and they were singing, getting ready to take up the offering. And his wife reached over there, thought he was asleep, and hit him. Said he woke, and he said, I went to sleep. I'm just thinking about the name of that soap. See, God knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking all the time. He knows what you need. He knows right now what's taking your mind off the Word of God because things in your life got you troubled. He knows right now what's burdening your heart. He knows right now what's burdening you, and you don't know if to hold on to it, keep on to it, or just let it go. And say, God, you're my provider. You're my shepherd. You're my Savior. You're all this, and I just need to let it go and let you have it. Said Mr. Proctor, they stood up to sing for time of taking up the money. And said when they got done, he didn't sit back down. He just still standing, just standing up. Couldn't think of nothing. And said his wife hit him, said, sit down. And he sat down. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 45 and verse number 8. God knows what you need tonight. You can't lie to him. He knows what you need tonight. You know what you come in burdened with. You know what you come in dealing with. And he knows what you need tonight. And said, Mr. Proctor, he come in that night, and the Lord knew that morning what he needed. He knew what he needed. He'd been dealing with it long enough. Needing a name for that soap. And in Psalm 45, verse number 8, the Bible says, all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia and out of the ivory. And said he jumped up in the middle of the service and said, that's it! That's it! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you! That's it! That's the name of the soap! That's what I need! And right then, ivory soap became a soap. The name he was looking for all along was in the Word of God. What he needed was in the Word of God. You may know this company is by the name of Procter & Gamble. Would have never come if it wouldn't have been for ivory soap. As he read this verse in verse number 8, he said, and of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. They said for so long that Mr. Proctor, their weeks, he had the soap, but he didn't have a name, and he couldn't put it out to the people, and he couldn't give it to the people because he didn't have a name. Can I say to you tonight, you can give out the name of Jesus because you got a name. You can give it out tonight because Jesus is the name that we need to give out. And said, but when he got that name, Ivory, he walked out of that place glad. Because God knew what was on his heart. He couldn't lie to the Holy Ghost. God knowed his thoughts. God knowed his heart. And God, listen to me tonight, God knows everything about you tonight. His eyes are upon everything tonight. When I heard that about Paul Harvey, I just looked up. When I heard him today, I got a YouTube. Y'all know what YouTube is? Chastity talked me into doing away with Dish Network, and I didn't know if that's going to be a good idea or not. Man, I don't use the word love, but I like football. And I was like, how am I going to get? But anyway, it works as well. Something else I can do on there. I can push a button on my remote. Y'all got this? You push a button and you say, Paul Harvey. Let off of it and it goes, Paul Harvey. You just search through there what you want. That's the coolest thing in the world, man, let me tell you. But when I pushed that and I said that, I've not got a sermon illustration out of none of that. I've been watching Paul Harvey. That's like Paul Harvey. But today when I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That I can get what I want when I can get what I need when I come to the house of God. That man has searched everywhere, asked everybody he could ask. Man, I need a name for my soap. And when he come to the house of God, he got what he needed. Tonight, I don't know what you need, but if you'll just be honest with the Holy Spirit, I promise you tonight he'll meet that need in your life. He'll meet that need tonight. He'll meet exactly what you need. He knows when you need it, how you need it, and why you need it. And tonight, he'll do that in your life. They said the 23rd Psalm, him being our shepherd, said the 22nd Psalm is written about Calvary, Mount Calvary, where Jesus was crucified on Calvary. And said the 24th Psalm is written on Mount Zion. And said the 23rd Psalm is set right down in the valley. Yea, though I walk through the... If you've been to Calvary, you can handle the valley because you know you've got a place higher than the valley that you're in. Tonight, if that's you tonight, don't lie to the Spirit. I've done that. He's used somebody. And they come up to me and say, Brother, you okay? Brother, you okay? And I said, man, I'm great. Everything's perfect and wonderful. And they walk off. I thought, man, golly, bum, if they only knew. None of y'all has ever done that. None of y'all has ever done that. Is everything good with you, man? It looks like something might be going on. Man, I'm perfect. Everything's great. Couldn't get any better. When you walk off, you're thinking, man, why didn't I just let somebody else tote that burden with me just a little while? God knows your heart, knows your thoughts, he knows where you're at. And he allows the Holy Ghost to search you. And he sends people your way to help you. And when you turn that down, you're turning help down that's coming from heaven. And I ask you tonight, please don't lie to the Holy Ghost. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the word that you allow me to just read and study and understand just a very small portion. Lord, tonight I do know that Ananias and Sapphira, they were believers. But it costed them. Lord, tonight, not being in your will is going to cost us. But Lord God, being in your will, oh man, it pays it all. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I pray as we walk out of this place, whatever might be burdening us, whatever be holding us down, whatever might be getting our mind off of the reason we come here, it might just be because the cares of this world has got our mind off what you called us to do. Lord, tonight you may just be sending things our way and we're denying it and we're just overlooking it. But I do know tonight that you're the one that searches the heart. And I thank you tonight that you search my heart. Bless these people that's in this room. Watch over them. Watch over them through this Christmas season, throughout the new year. And Lord, I pray if somebody's hurting tonight, they'll find help in the name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. And all God's people said, amen. Brother Brent.